This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue efforts resumed Thursday evening at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building after a 15-hour pause for safety concerns. The collapse of the 12-story beachfront building last Thursday killed at least 18 people and left 145 missing. The rescue operations unfolded on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and then with first responders. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have painstakingly searched the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys representing some 60,000 victims of child sex abuse in what could prove to be a pivotal moment in the organization's bankruptcy case. Attorneys for the BSA filed court papers late Thursday outlining a restructuring support agreement with attorneys representing abuse victims. The BSA sought bankruptcy protection last year, moving to halt lawsuits and create a compensation fund for men who were molested as youngsters decades ago. And prosecutors in New York on Thursday issued indictments charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits. For more news, please join us at VOAnews.com via remote.